Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says visit of Finnish President Alexander Stubb to take New Delhi-Helsinki relations to new heights. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Israel launches fresh strikes over Iranian and Lebanese targets. More than 1,000 civilians reported to have been killed in Iran. UK and France deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus amid regional conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights today to bring stranded passengers from Gulf region. Festival of Colors Holi being celebrated with enthusiasm across the country. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, first semi-final between South Africa and New Zealand to be played in Kolkata this evening. President of Finland Alexander Stubb arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb, in a social media post, said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in the area of trade. Welcoming the President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of new strikes on the besieged militia and internal security command centers in Tehran, Iran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. The Israeli Air Force also said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reportedly killed in Iran since the 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it is again attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Commander of United States Central Command Admiral Brad Cooper said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, the U.S. commander said that in less than 100 hours of this operation, the U.S. has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. He said that Iran's air defenses were severely degraded and hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers and drones were also destroyed.
In the opening hours of Operation Epic Fury, U.S. Central Command forces, together with Israel, delivered overwhelming and unprecedented strikes into Iran. The first 24 hours of this operation were nearly double the scale, and we continue with 24/7 strikes into Iran from seabed to space and cyberspace. We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us. We are also sinking the Iranian Navy.
The U.S. Department of War said in a statement that four U.S. Army Reserve soldiers supporting Operation Epic Fury were killed in Kuwait at the port of Shuaiba during an unmanned aircraft system attack. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint U.S.-Israeli forces in West Asia. In a social media post, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that the UK is fully committed to the security of Cyprus and British military personnel based there. French President Emmanuel Macron also ordered France's aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle to move to the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. In a social media post, Grossi also said that Iran's large stockpile of near-weapons-grade enriched uranium and refusal to grant inspectors full access are cause for serious concern. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, IRGC, today launched its 17th wave of strikes against U.S. and Israeli targets, Press TV reported. Announcing another phase of operation, IRGC's public relations stated that immediately after the joint Israeli-U.S. strikes, its ground forces launched more than 230 assault drones towards targets in the occupied lands and U.S. bases in the region. It said that IRGC is firing dozens of drones in several waves towards the U.S. military bases in Erbil and Kuwait and destroying several terrorist groups' headquarters in northern Iraq were the first actions of brave soldiers of the IRGC against child-killing aggressors. The Indian Airlines are set to operate 58 flights between India and the Gulf region today to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. The ministry said that it is continuously monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of West Asia and its impact on international flight operations. The ministry also asserted that it is in continuous touch with the airlines and is closely monitoring airfares to ensure that there is no undue surge in ticket prices during this period. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE West Asian Region, has postponed the Class 10 and Class 12 examinations that were set to take place tomorrow and on Friday. Revised dates for these exams will be announced later. The board also stated that a decision regarding the examination scheduled from March 7 onward will be made after reviewing the situation by tomorrow. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of the spring season. In Madhya Pradesh, Holi is being celebrated with immense fervor marked by traditional folk songs, communal feasts and vibrant color play. Here is a report.
In Ujjain, devotees celebrated Holi on the banks of the Shipra River, participating in the flower and Abir Gulal festivities near the Mahakaleshwar and Mata Harsiddhi temples. In the tribal heartland of western Madhya Pradesh, the Bhagoria festival of Holi is adding a distinct rhythm to the Holi season, celebrated by Bhil and Bhilala communities in districts such as Jhabua, Alirajpur and Dhar. Bhagoria is marked by colorful hearts, traditional music and vibrant folk dances. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Himachal Pradesh, people have been greeting each other since morning by applying Abir and Gulal. Our correspondent has the details.
Enthusiasm over Holi is being witnessed throughout Himachal Pradesh. In districts including Kangra, Hamirpur, Kullu and Mandi, the atmosphere has turned festive with the beats of traditional drums and the eco-folk Holi songs. In the state capital Shimla, a large number of local residents and tourists have gathered at the historic Rij Maidan to celebrate the Festival of Colors with great enthusiasm. On the occasion, at the state Lok Bhavan, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, accompanied by his wife, greeted Governor Shri Pratap Shukla by applying colors and extending Holi wishes. At the Chief Minister's official residence as well, thousands of people from different parts of the state played Holi with him and exchanged greetings. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. In a social media post, the President said that the Festival of Colors brings love and hope into people's lives and strengthens unity and brotherhood. She also wished that the festival brings happiness to everyone and inspires all citizens to work together towards building a prosperous nation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that the festival is deeply rooted in the country's rich traditions and it reflects brotherhood, mutual respect and shared joy which strengthen the fabric of the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Festival of Holi fills the entire atmosphere with new energy. He wished that the Festival of Colors brings happiness, prosperity and success into everyone's lives. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has extended holy greetings, highlighting the festival's significance for Australians of Hindu and South Asian heritage. He described Holi as a festival with timeless themes, including the triumph of good over evil, the enduring value of friendship and forgiveness, and the oneness of the human spirit. The Prime Minister expressed hope that this year's Holi celebrations would nurture friendships and build communities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's three key foreign policy priorities, which are Neighbourhood First, Act East, and Mahasagar, including the Indo-Pacific. On the occasion of the inauguration of the Literary Centre building, Dr. Jaishankar said that the centre is a symbol of India's close bilateral ties. The minister said that the centre will support the conservation and study of classical and folk literatures of Myanmar. The BJP has announced 9 candidates for 2026 biennial elections to Rajya Sabha across 6 states. These states are Assam, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Odisha and West Bengal. From Bihar, where 5 seats are falling vacant, the BJP has nominated party president Nitin Nabin and state leader Shivesh Kumar. Tomorrow is the last day for filing of nominations for the March 16 elections. The BJP has announced 4 candidates for biennial elections to Rajya Sabha for Maharashtra. Party has fielded Union Minister Ramdas Athawale, National General Secretary of BJP Vinod Tavade, Maya Chintaman Evnate and Ram Rao Vadkute. A commander of the Afghan Taliban was killed by Pakistan Army during an operation near Torkham border in northwest Pakistan. According to security officials, commander of the Tehreek-e-Taliban Afghanistan, identified as Kahraman, and his associates were eliminated during an operation late last night when they were attempting to approach the border. Torkham is a major border crossing between Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province and Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. In our new series, People's Padma on Akashvani, we speak to Padma awardees for the year 2026. In the second episode, we talk to Santhali writer Rabilal Tudu. He will be honored with Padma Shri for his contributions in the field of literature and education.
I'm likhke gaya, likhke gaya, likhke gaya. Aise karte karte, aise lekhak ka ek darja mil gaya. Jisme social message bhi hai aur jo ladai ka tha, uska bhi ek natya roop hai. Romantic bhi hai aur bhasha andolan ka baad bhi usi mein hai. कोई आदमी का एम्बिशन ऊंचा नहीं होने से ऊंचाई पे उड़ने नहीं सीखेगा सर इसलिए हर आदमी को एक तो एम्बिशन होना चाहिए टारगेट होना चाहिए
To listen to the podcast, tune into 100.1 Akashvani Gold this evening at 5:10 p.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. It will be broadcast again tomorrow morning at 9:10. Moving on to sports, in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. India Meteorological Department has predicted light rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh for the next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency said that Gujarat, Konkan and Goa may experience hot and humid conditions till the 6th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says visit of Finnish President Alexander Stubb to take New Delhi-Helsinki relations to new heights. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Israel launches fresh strikes over Iranian and Lebanese targets. More than 1,000 civilians reported to have been killed in Iran. UK and France deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus amid regional conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights today to bring stranded passengers from Gulf region. Festival of Colors, Holi being celebrated with enthusiasm across the country. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, first semi-final between South Africa and New Zealand to be played in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.